So you know how Uber prices are up? I've been driving everywhere, everywhere. So the car that I was just in the house, I've been taking it up and down, been in traffic. I'm telling you, plus this rain. But let me tell you what happened to me. I
Oh.
went to the supermarket with the car and I got stranded because, so mind you, this car, we don't really use it like a lot. So it was just because of like Uber prices going up. I was like, I'm not paying for this. Let me start driving. I took this car out and I got stuck in the supermarket. Something
Because
about the oil
you're
stopped boiling. They just are not selfless in this.
hungry.
It really hit me that day because I'm trying to figure out my way out of that place. And people are charging me electricity. I'm like, fine, you can charge me or what's not. So what killed me was, first of all, the misogyny. And then the, should I just say the uncle? Because first of all, I keep saying first of all, because I didn't even know how to arrange how
It was a
my
lot. So much was going on, yeah.
a lot was going on. One man that offered, let me highlight the word offered, to help me. He said, it's why I don't like working with women. That women are this, women are this. And I'm just like, what did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you? And you know how I am, like, with people that I don't know, I'm a very calm person. Like, I'm not even going to be like, I'm very calm. And you're just here chatting shit. Secondly,
Because he knows you won't do anything, that's why he can't use it. If it was, let me tell you right now, like, it's funny that you say that because when I've been in situations with, like, okay, it's gonna sound mad, but when other guys, when men are the ones driving and maybe they'll have an issue with their car, the way people are so quick to fix and they're so like, oh, sir, let me help you, or let me help you here. They're so quick to help. But when it's a woman, it's like, oh, this is why I don't like working with women. Why is her car like
Right. Let
this?
me just tell you, same thing that happened when I was at my driving school. So we had, me and my brother were going to driving school at the same time. And I went first. And the steering of the car was not, wasn't working. It wasn't, steering supposed to be easy to move. It wasn't moving. He said, woman, da, da, da. When my brother, when it was my brother's turn, and he complained about the same thing, I was like, okay, we'll check on it. I was like, are you even thinking?
I'm
Are
telling
you
you.
thinking? I told that guy, I was like, I complained to you about this thing. Oh, it's because I'm a woman. Now my brother complains and says, oh, I'm going to check on it. Like, make it make sense.
Make
I
sense.
go around cars. And okay, the third one that happened to me, I was washing the car because me, I'm an independent body. Like,
We
I
love that. Yes.
was checking the oil. Tell me why one man comes and tries to mansplain to me how to check oil. I was like, I got this. I know what I'm doing.
Do
You
you
know,
know?
you have to clean. I did that already. You came in when I already checked. Why are
Exactly.
you telling me? You don't need to explain these things to me.
They love mansplaining. They love feeling like they can. They see. They
Around
love the.
cars.
They love the women in woman in distress. Let
I
me
hate
go and
that shit. I hate
be
it
the man.
so much. I hate it so much.
So
Because
funny.
growing up, I was a very hands-on girl. Like, I liked doing, like I used to fix gen. I used to know these things. Like, I used to do boy things. Like, if anything was going rickety in the house, I would be the one to, like, I was into all this, like TV. All these things that usually we find boys in quotes doing. I used
Yeah.
to do them. And I don't think it's even a job. I just think it's the same way we expect
He's.
boys to know how to cook. You need to be self-sufficient. You can't wait for a man to wash your car. You can't wait for a man to do some things for you. Boys,
Tell them, please.
I just feel like everything that we call survival skills, it's about if you buy a car, you're supposed to know how to take care of your car.
Just not check the
I
oil, change
feel,
the tire.
I feel exactly like even when I was changing, oh my gosh, this car has given me problems. Driving, it's been one issue or the other, and it always has to do with my gender. Like, it's so annoying. But it's calm because now I don't know. I didn't know I knew how to toss before, but now I know how to toss. Like, now I'm giving it, as you're giving me bass, I'm giving you boost.
You have to
You're
give them
crazy.
boost back.
You actually,
Because
and they always get shocked that you can talk about, because I don't
that's
sound
the thing.
like
That's
one because my voice is very calm. They say, oh, my mom was like, oh, they're thinking that you're one of those lucky kids. I'm like, eh, if I just show you my way one time, because I can't, I actually cannot. When I tell you, I've seen things, don't think, even in traffic, or more, you know, those people that used to drive traffic, they'll be screaming up. I don't know, I didn't know when I started becoming one of those.
it becomes you become that
You
person,
just become
honestly.
that person, like,
Due to the
oh,
frustration. It's, the reason why
frustrates
they're shocked is
me.
because they think you will not. They're surprised that so she can talk like wow. But they don't know that
It's play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
win stupid prizes.
Yes.
Tell them, man. Seriously, you're not going to underestimate me because of my gender. Come on, this is in the 1930s, please. I can do stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Wow. Funny bunch. So that's what you were up to. Kawahala.
When I tell you. Because I have places to go. I have things to
do. Man.
And I can't just be waiting around looking like beans because Uber is expensive. No. Because let me tell you what even killed me. How I stopped using Uber. Last week, I had some things to go for. And when I realized that in 3 days, I had spent like 15K on Uber, I was just like, Atinike, you cannot afford. And I have to go every day or almost every day. I was like, you can't afford this. I mean, I hate driving. I don't like to drive. I've never been a fan. I didn't know when I went to the filling station. I just wanted to fill, not fill the tank, but because to fill your tank, it has to be, I just said, put a certain amount of money in my tank. Let me find my way around.
Mm-hmm, and
thankfully, my workshop has stopped, so I don't have to go anywhere again. Yay.
Really? No, for real. It's
but
actually
still, like, it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we move.
We have to move.
And I was so frustrated with something else. I was trying to get a delivery and people were just being so slow. And my mom called me. And I was just ranting to my mom and I was just like, mom was like, you're talking to me. It's not the person that is here. You're talking to me.
She understand, man. She'll get it. She gets it. She knows you better. She's like,
I was like, give me that ass. I'm like, thinking out your anger on me. And I was just like, I didn't know. Can I just say, adulting is realizing that you're becoming someone that you're not. Like, or someone that you thought you could never be like. Like, it's so crazy. And which leads me to another point. This is me.
Okay, you had a week,
oh. Oh, my God. Not even the week. It was the point that my friend was like, oh, that you sure you don't have, like, anger issues. I'm like, oh, I have anger issues. But now that I'm looking at it, maybe I do have anger issues. Do you ever think? Because I feel like me, I'm such a not, like, I would not think I do. But she saw me one day, she was like, you have anger issues.
You have anger issues. No, but for real, though, it shocks you, like, in those little moments. You're like, why am I so aggressive? Like, I'm just going to use myself as an example. When you just said anger issues, I was like, oh my days, trauma. Like, this is like where I was, like years back. Like, I used to, because I was so stressed and everything, like when I was 16, 17, I just used to be so mad aggressive, especially like with my siblings and everything, like just around the house, shouting, screaming. Well, not shouting, screaming, but I was just mad aggressive. And I was just realizing one day, I don't like how I treat my siblings. Okay, yes, we're siblings, but I don't like the fact that I get just easily, like, my temper is so, like... I have such a bad temper. So I realized I had, like, bad anger issues, which is quite ironic because I also was very bad with my patience. I wasn't very patient. I always used to... Very hasty. Like, I was just like, why is this not happening? And I was... just a lot of things. Anger issues, lack of patience, micromanaging, like... And then... The annoying thing is that when it's not, like, my sister can back me on this, that when something is not my way, I tend to just try and take control of it. Like in the kitchen, like when my sister and I would probably be cooking or something and she's not doing something correctly, I used to just get like so snappy with her, like, why aren't you doing this? As of now, I don't think I'm like that with myself. I think I'm more patient and more like, you know, understanding of the situation and realizing that sometimes I just need to let people do their thing and realize things for themselves instead of trying to jump in and be like, oh, what's wrong with you? I mean, don't get me wrong. With my siblings, we still joke about with each other. We still kind of cuss each other out and everything. But I'm not going to be like, what's wrong with you? What's your problem? So when you said you might not be sure if you have anger issues,
I know I have anger issues. Not
really?
That. I had some reflection.
Oh, love that. what brought this?
Funny. I know it sounds funny because I always laugh. When you hear me laugh, like,
okay.
No, that's something in me is burning.
Because
people have this false, like, should I say, impression of what anger issues are. Sometimes the anger issue is not necessarily, oh, she used to explode and go, rah. Sometimes it's that the result of the anger issues, you will not like it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I very much inherited it.
Yeah. I see you as
I inherited it. And you know, I will not shout and be like, sometimes I can be like, I can say what I want to say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I know how to get my lick back. Let me just put it like that. I know how to get my lick back.
And like, once it's like you allow for so long, but then when it actually gets to when you do not hold back. You do not hold back. That is you, yeah.
I know how to get my, and you know, it's either I would say something I know that it would, which is not very nice. Like, yeah. And you know, it would be true. Man, I may not be right to say it, but I don't know if you were there one time that something like that happened, that I was just frustrated with someone. I just said one thing, and that thing ended everything. Really? I will tell you after it was.
Oh, you know what? He kind of deserved it though.
No, he deserved it. So can you see? It's not that deserving of this kind of things that I do it to.
She said the name of the person who she did the thing to that we both know. And I'm not going to lie, the person probably deserves it because he kind of pissed me off as well. And
he did, but that was a while ago. I'm telling you, another thing I can do is silent you. I do silent you so well. You will never hear from me again. Like, you will never. Oh, well, even if it's like, not a never again.
Yeah.
Reach out. You'll always be the first. And you will know in your heart. Like, I won't even say, I'll be talking to you like everything is calm. I'm like, yeah, we're cool. Like, oh, just hang out.
That is very scary.
I've seen maybe next week. And you'll never be like, you don't realize like, oh, she's actually mad at me.
Yeah.
I won't say.
That's insane.
Oh, I'll just be laughing. Oh, if I'm mad at you, and you see me laughing, be afraid. I'm thinking of how I'm going to get my lick.
But why don't you just communicate why you're mad at them?
Oof. You know, usually when I get to this point that I'm talking about, I have already said, we've already had that conversation. And he's either hard-headed, or you're doing it again and again and again and again. Yeah. And sometimes I feel like when I talk and it doesn't result into anything, like, I just blank. Sometimes, most of me knowing getting my leg back is blanking. Like, you not get the same energy from me. Like, you just know. Like, I won't answer your text, your call. Like,
it's funny when you realize like your friends, because you know between both of us, I've never actually seen you that way. So as you're telling me,
no, this, because you've never done anything to me.
Yeah, exactly. And you've never done anything terrible.
I've never had to offend. Like. That's
yeah, exactly.
Like, gosh.
That's what I'm trying. Like, it's just like, wow, it's like a whole different person. But that just shows that people are very like, you know, people aren't the picture perfect, or people there are different layers to a person. I've never seen that side of you
because
I've never
seen that. Certain line, and exactly. Cross that certain line, you must be terrible. Like, just
especially with you, because you're quite patient with people.
I am. I'm very. So can you see why I'm kind of justified? And when I accept the anger issue, I still took it in pride. I was like, if that's anger issues, I accept it. Because I'm very patient.
Yours is more tame.
Like, I say, like, this is what you did. And I don't. I even say sometimes in the calm voice, this is what you did. I'm not very, sometimes I don't, because I feel like you should know better. Like,
no, to be fair, I feel like, to be honest, yeah, I mean, there are the situations that some people genuinely might not be sure, but there are those times that people definitely know better. They're just taking the piss.
Exactly.
Like when sometimes some people do some things to me and I'm just like, the fact that you're not seeing how wrong this is, I find it very offensive, just because it's like, this is highly disrespectful. Like, this, you would not do this to anybody else, but like, you're doing it to me, and I'm just because just like,
exactly,
just be like, oh, whatever. Exactly. No, I don't like that.
Who would take me for idiot? You're not giving second chances at all. Like, I'm walking away. Never hear from me again.
Yeah, I think yours is more tame. So basically, guys, we wanted to because I don't know if you guys also do this thing with your friends, but in our group chats, like with the four of us, we used to have like these like game nights.
Yes.
We also had an episode with our two friends here. We did that. We used to have the game nights and everything. And we used to like ask, we used to play games against each other with each other as a group. Yeah, like,
and games used to expose secrets.
The team
used to hold it. secret.
So it's like, what's
about the one girl that used to hold the most? She knows herself.
She knows herself. Whenever she says anything, we're just like, every time. We are having a group night. This girl will say something, and we're all like,
just
want to call.
Like,
Abby, weren't we in the same school when this was happening? I'm a bit shook. But anyways, I encourage you with your friends, play it. But now, Atinuke and I were gonna do some games because, well, as much as you guys probably enjoy listening to us, we also like, you know, having fun with each other. And yeah, let's play some games.
You never know what you might get from this.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do you know? I don't even know the kind of questions you're going to ask. I just need an asking question.
Okay. There's test your friendship. There's remember. There's laugh it off. There's okay. This ones are for new friends. Well, not new friends. Okay. There's nooks and crannies, which is explore the hidden gems in your friendships that you haven't discovered yet.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Let's do this one. Okay. Okay, it says, if our lives were a cartoon, what recurring outfits would I wear? So, like, what outfits would I wear? And what? So, it's like,
can you choose going first?
Okay, what outfits would
I you wear?
What outfit? So, yeah, outfit. You tell me what outfit I would wear, and I'll tell you what outfit you would wear.
A recurring outfit.
Yeah, like something, wear. Like, you know how in cartoons, like, there's that outfit that they
all
wear.
I know what you wear. You would wear a graphic tee.
Okay.
With baggy jeans.
Okay.
Bomber sneakers.
To be fair, that is my brand.
Yeah, that's sure. I mean, back in school, I would say you had to be a cartoon that was wearing something over and over and over.
That was what I would wear. If you would wear anything.
I feel like my style is different now.
Oh gosh, that's the thing.
I had to.
I don't know. I've not seen you in enough time.
Yeah. Okay. So if I had to answer my own question, what I would wear is like silk shirt with baggy trousers. And
see, you never used to wear baggy trousers.
Like, that's my brand now. Like, that's what I wear.
That's what I'm saying. Like, baggy guys, trousers, this is so crazy.
Down shirt, maybe a little bit of cleave.
Really? Wow. See, the girls have changed.
You know this nice cute.
Yeah. Guys, I did not know that. I did not know that. And I'm just like, but it's also because, like, when we see each other, most of the time, we're at home. So,
yeah, and in school, I very much did. Yeah. I just wore whatever I played in my closet. Like, school was just, I wasn't really giving in terms of like a sense of style. Like, I just wore whatever I had. I know what I like now. Like, I know what I'm more into now. I'm more into, like, laid back, but still really cute.
Yeah. Outfit. I see that for you, yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Wow.
See, it's good. See, why don't you know about each other?
Oh, this one is like, what's the story of our friendship? That's literally. What's
the story of our friendship?
Okay, let me see if I can give, like, a.
Give your own
of where our friendship was. So. How I remember, like, our friendship beginning was, like, at first I was friends with Esther, who is one of our mutual friends. And then Atinuke was around Esther a lot. And because they were in the same hostel, I would go and see Esther, and Atinuke would be there. And obviously, she's a good vibe. And so then, you know, we'll be talking from there and everything. And then, all of a sudden, it became close to Atinuke. Like, we used to, then I used to confide. I didn't just used to go to, like, their hostel, just see Esther. I used to go and see Atinuke. But then I guess we also kind of, like, because that was how I saw it. Like, it was, like, a back and forth. We became very close, then we weren't as close anymore. Like, there was a point that we weren't talking as much anymore.
Mm.
But it wasn't because of anything. Like, you know, sometimes when it's, like, your friend is, when you are a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
it's not, we're not super close. Then we became close again. I can't exactly remember the specific points where we became close, but ever since we became close, it's just been like that since. Like, the way we talk on our podcast is how we are in real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's even better in real life we talk.
Yeah, because you can't have to filter.
We're, like, so alike.
Yeah.
Very insane. Like, even now we're so alike. Mm-hmm. Story of our friendship. We didn't, like, when I saw Tinuke, I didn't know we were going to be so close, I think. Same. But then we became so close, and I think that's the story of like a lot of my friendships. Like I saw this person, I don't know how we became friends, but ever since we became friends, we've just been friends, and it's been a smooth ride along.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I wouldn't say that we've never had any like hiccups. Like never. We've always just been, it's just been cruising and just continue to cruise. Yeah. And then one day we've mentioned this before, we were sitting in my hostel ranting about some guy or some guys.
Guys.
guys. And then we decided, girl, it was January 2020. Can you imagine?
It was
January 2020. We decided we wanted to do a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
And then we went on break, like when the semester closed to presume the next semester. And then I don't know, over the holiday, I told Atunuke, oh, how about if we make it a podcast instead? I don't even know what, I had no thought of COVID. I just thought maybe a podcast would be nice. And I was like, then she was like, okay, sure, why not? Eh. And then when we came back for the next semester, we were so excited. We took the pictures and everything for the...
Yeah, when we came back from COVID. Oh, it only lasts for like what?
And then when we came back, like before going home, we took the pictures for the first cover of our podcast. Like, I remember it was so exciting and everything. And then we were planning, da 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 da. I think we even met to plan, only for us to just stay in school for just 1 week. And then everyone had to go home. Mm. No one was sure about going home. But then in COVID, that's when literally we started our podcast.
Yeah, and after maybe 3 months.
And then we released the first episode a day before Atinika's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, was it the day after my birthday?
Was it after or before? Okay, I'm thinking of, okay, no,
it was 9th of June.
Oh, it was 9th, okay. So we released, because I know it was either before or after. So we released it June 9th, and yeah. And then we came back 2021, back to school. It was even more fun because that was the first time we did our podcast together in person. We were so excited, we were so gassed. And we had all guests and everything. And just like that, but then I left in 2021. So like we've just been doing it online and everything. But it's just like it continues. Like our friendship is still like going in the smooth, like, you know, and it continues to go because we're gonna grow and we're going to evolve and we're going to, you know, just exceed our expectation because we're going to meet, like we're going to be amazing in our separate fields.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll just continue to support each other. Like that's like our friendship is just pure love. Like I know people talk about, like I know some people like talk about like girl friendships and they were like, oh, girls are fake, girls are like, but I feel like personally speaking, I've never had a female friendship that I'm like, oh, she's so fake, oh, she's such a backstabber. Like all my friends, even currently now, like I, whether close or like what, especially at Tinduke, like we're very close with each other. We love each other genuinely. Like each person, I support them. I want to see them grow, and they do the same to me. There's no backstabbing. If you do them dirty, we'll fight you.
We're gonna gag up and fight
you. That's literally it, and that's just how it is. Like that's literally the story of a friendship.
Such a story. Oh my gosh. You said some things that I totally forgot, like when you said we're not as close, and then we became close again. Totally forgot about.
Yeah, like it was. I just remember it. Like I'm just like, wow. I did not intend that we're here.
Yeah, like oh gosh, I'm being so nostalgic now.
Oh, exactly.
That's so sweet. I feel like I don't have anything to add because you said
it. That's literally
it. Yeah.
Okay. Let me do another question. What's an impression I give off which you've learned to be false? Like, what is something that other people might see about me but that you know is false? And I will do for you.
Okay. Something I feel like people might know is that you're so silly. Because outside in public, Chika is so like you think that, oh, this girl, she's so put together, her life's so, you know, like she's so serious about life. But when you get to know her,
just a joker, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so true. And then with Atinuke, I think you give off. I think with Atinuke, like people think like she's like, she is genuinely sweet, like, but they probably see her because she's also small. Like, she's not small.
I'm not that small.
But But she's like 5'4", 5'3", right?
5'4".
She's like 5'4".
five foot five. Pretty average.
No, it's calm. But like a lot of people will see her like, you know, someone that is small that might not, if you don't know her, you might think, oh, she's small, like, especially with her voice and everything. Like yeah, you think that, oh, she yeah. you can just say whatever, do whatever. But it's like when Atsunuke gets the opportunity, she will put you in your place. Like she will put you in your place because she's so driven and I hate this term, but she's such a boss bitch. Like if you try to counteract that, like she'll definitely,
you know, I'll take that. I'm taking it.
She'll put you in your place quickly. Yeah. Like you cannot try rubbish with her. Are you kidding? Like even if you try to do rubbish, she'll be like, wait. Hold on. What do you think this is? So
no, as I should, really.
No, as you definitely
years should. Of being meek and nice. No one taught me to become. No one.
But the thing is, she's actually a genuinely nice person. But yeah, if you do step on her toes, you realize you regress it, basically. That's basically it. That's what I would say. Like, that's something people will see. They'll be like, oh my gosh, this is it. But then really, don't mess with her. Okay. What part of me do you think I hide from others? So I say for you and you say for me.
What you hide from?
People try to think about you. Let me see. What do you hide?
I don't think you have a lot to hide.
That's the thing. Like, do you hide?
Well, if you have to necessarily hide something,
I think you hide
something.
I feel like it goes back to what I was saying before. Like, but it's not really hiding. It's just like
The last question, things that you see on the surface, but you might not really know because you have like a false impression of who they
are. Yeah, exactly. So basically what we said before.
Yeah, you be a silly Billy. It's not, I don't think a lot of people know that you're a silly Billy.
Yeah, it's quite, yeah. Okay, let me try now. If you could change anything about me, what would it be and why?
That's a terrible question.
The only thing I would say is that I would want more money to be in our bank accounts, you know? like I would want us to like, you know, be rich.
I would make you a billionaire.
I would make you a billionaire, please, exactly.
The trenches, please.
Literally, like if I would make her a billionaire, she would make me a billionaire.
Yeah,
I think that's because we love each other. What are you saying? Like, I don't think I would. There's anything in her personality I would change.
No, I think I would change her body.
I don't think so. How would our relationship change if one of us developed superpowers?
Okay.
It depends on the power. How would it change?
Oh, I think I know. Who has superpower? Me or you?
It depends. Like, okay, say what you think you know first. Like, depending on who.
Okay, well, I was superpower. If Chika could read minds, I was gonna Chika. I'm talking to this guy,
girl, and she has to listen to me because I'm like, I read his mind. I read his mind.
Can you please just like that? Where this girl had a doorman. Okay, was it no? Just okay. You're not on TikTok. Oh my gosh, TikTok. Sometimes people like chop up a movie so you can watch a movie on TikTok. So I used to watch TikTok movies. Just for the main point.
Yeah, I get
this it. Girl had this doorman in her building and he was a mind reader. Yeah, so she used to come home with like guys and then the doorman was like, send this guy back. Like, you're not going obsessed with this man is not a good man, and he kept doing that until I think they got to some point and it finally worked out. I can't remember the plot, but there was the point where the dumb man now was like, yeah, you bag
this is the guy. Yeah,
so Chika, yeah, the part to do that, I think that would make our relationship blossom even more.
Yeah, I would do that. And my friends who had no help,
same bar. Yeah. And not because, just for guys, just in general.
Like, just in general for everything. Just because, like, you know, I mean, at the same time, mind reading is very, like, scary. Because, like, some people's thoughts. Especially a man's thoughts. Scary. But I would use it for good. And we would use it for good to help each other out. So I guess
I don't think we'd use it for bad, but I think it's something that would keep on like DL because.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Just to be used for those specific purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is our most unique way of communicating and why?
iMessage.
Was that unique?
Okay. So, okay. Podcast.
For recording our episodes, we use thank you, Podcastle.
We use it like FaceTime.
It's literally like we're on FaceTime and we're just like, so you guys don't see the video of us, sadly, but we can see each other and then it's recording us talk. So that's kind of our unique way of communicating. And once like while we record, like once a week, we'd come here and just
That's actually a unique way of communicating because it keeps us consistent with our communication. Like recording our podcast helps us, consistence.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how it would be if I couldn't see Atunduke as we recorded. It would be so weird, but then podcast will make it kind
of... the time we used to do that though, do you remember?
Yeah, that was
2020. That was really
bruh.
Time has gone.
Please,
we used to celebrate our podcast birthday, 9th of June.
Our podcast
is 3 plus now.
Oh, it's a little toddler.
Exactly.
Wait, this is so true.
Our podcast can say proper words now.
Not a full sentence, but proper words at least. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we would say podcast tool is our unique way of communicating.
Yeah.
What's one thing I should do differently that would change my life for the better? Wow. That is very... Let me think. That you should do better.
That you can do differently.
I can do differently. That will make my life better. Do differently.
I throw shit to myself. If I were more disciplined, come on, I'll be on stop it.
You know, I told you that you should
procrastinate. So if I was,
you should get a planner.
You know, I got a jotter. You know, it's the same. I got you, but this is for like a course I'm doing on the side, but I've been trying to be more disciplined, but I feel like if I've always been a disciplined person,
your life would be different. But I feel like everyone can say that about themselves. Like I feel like even me, like I feel like definitely if I don't procrastinate as much. Okay, I'm just going to throw shade to myself as well. What could I do differently that I'm not currently already working on?
That's a hard one.
It's not like okay, it's like if I was more honest, not that I lie a lot, but there are some things that some people that are supposed to know don't know, and if I just was more honest about some things, my life would be different. Would it change for the better? Probably not. But change for the better is the theme. Let me see. If I started actually, like, I spend a lot of my time doing things that, like, I spend a lot of my watching YouTube. I spend a lot of my time. If I was using that time to actually do things like maybe learn a course.
Yeah, the same thing as discipline, like me.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think that's the only thing I would say that could make our lives better.
That's definitely true. So definitely, like, you'd be more disciplined. Like, actually say, okay, I'm going to do something and actually do it.
Following through.
Yeah, following through. What's the wisest thing someone has told you? My mom said that I should never say anything negative about myself. She said
very wise.
She said that you should always use your mouth to say positive things. Just because, like, no matter what life is, like, say that. I know it's a very Nigerian thing, like, it's a very African child, like, your parents.
I feel like I believe there's power in the tongue.
Right? That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I believe there's power in the tongue because I'm living here, right? People, like, just love to be so negative. They were like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, exam was. I'm just like, why must you be so negative, man? Like, so my mom just told me, like, that's what I've just carried on, like, just. Use your mouth to say positive things about yourself, about the people you love. And I'm just trying to be more aware of that. Like,
my speech, or the things I say, like just trying to be more aware of how I speak about myself as well as about others, and trying to be more positive about situations, my life, and so on. So I guess that's one of the wisest things that I've ever heard.
What is a wise thing I've heard? Oh. Okay, I won't say this is a very, I won't say it's the wisest thing I've ever heard. But something I saw somewhere, and it wasn't like someone that particularly told me. And it basically went like, yeah, exactly where you, like, you need to be. Like, overthink, I'm like, oh, that I wish I was, you know, if I was doing this differently, like I said, maybe I'd have been father, or I'd have my life put together, or, you know, maybe I'll be boxed, like I'll be bowling, but no. Yeah, exactly where you need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you were at the time. So that, can I say, made me a bit less anxious about life. Like, I don't get as anxious about things that are important anyway, but I just think, okay, I'm on the right track. Like, whichever way I'm going, that's where God
yeah
going to take me, and I should just believe in the process, basically the journey. So, you know, I say, oh, enjoy the journey, it's about the journey, not the destination. So yes, yeah, so I'm just enjoying it as it's coming,
the journey as it's going. Yeah,
because I will never get this time again.
Exactly, you know. Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, how do you look at our friendship differently since the start of this conversation? Oh, wow.
I don't look at it differently. I don't think we really said things that are
very shocking.
That's so shocking. No,
if you guys want the shocking stuff, go to last week's episode. Last week we said,
what do you know about last week?
Last week we were saying stuff that people would find shocking to know about us.
Oh yeah,
so that's what we said. If you want to hear that, go to last week. This week, I don't think there's anything we said that made me look differently at Asinike. I feel like, I mean, maybe we've appreciated each other more, like,
so when you spoke about like the story of our friendship, I was just like, oh my gosh, we've come really far.
Yeah,
we've
been friends since 2019. Yeah, 2019.
2018, we didn't really talk.
Yeah, 2019. Okay. Like, that's where we're. So, basically, 4 years of friendship.
Aww.
Love, yay. So, yeah, I think this has allowed us. And if you guys actually want to do the game, so. Okay, I can't tell you, but if you search the and online, like they have these cards that you can play with friends, and it's for like, it's not just friends, couples, strangers, whatever. So that's what we're using. Not sponsored, but you know, I just saw it and I thought it was very cute. Like, let's.
I wish it was something cute like World Friendship Day. Bang.
You know.
But it bangs that way. Bangs.
So yeah. That's how I think that's how I look at it. I just appreciate the friendship more.
You can ask more like funny questions. That's the funny.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so let's start with another round.
Yeah.
This is the first one is, do your best impression of me when I'm angry. So I do of you on YouTube. I don't know if we can.
I can.
Okay, do your impression of me. Let me see. You tie your hair.
I don't know. I'm tying my hair. Oh my gosh! I think I told you. You need to leave here. I always tell you guys. You guys never listen to me.
Oh my god!
That's you.
That's actually me. Oh, like,
gosh, and you guys never listen. Yeah, that's young. I think I nailed it.
That's actually
true. You get the voice very well. That's you.
But anyways, with Atinuke, it's more like she's very like, oh, like, let's just get over this. But then the person who keeps reiterating their plan, she's just like, it's kind of like that stupid like side glance. Like, are you dumb? Like, that's what she looks at.
Like, do that. Yes, I don't know if I do that.
I remember seeing that and I was just like, Atinuke is angry. Okay, one question is, what experience catalyzed our friendship? So what experience basically like made our friendship like stronger?
I'll say the podcast.
Yeah, I would say the podcast as well. I would say the podcast because like we as much as we know each other quite well, like we're even knowing more about each other in the podcast. Yeah. We talk quite regularly, yeah. Even though the past few months we haven't, but we talk quite regularly. And yeah, no, I think that's what catalyzed our friendship. Okay, next one. What do you think is my gift to others, and where did I get it from? I want to say something about Tunike. I've told her this before. Tunike just knows how to. When you're feeling down, go and talk to Tunike.
Oh my god!
Because she will make you realize that this thing is not that deep. She'll make you realize that you got, like, you're that girl. Like, God is with you. Like, it's just like she. It's, I don't know where she gets it from.
I don't know either. Like, I'm shocked, but I really appreciate.
Because with herself, she's not like that, but with. No, because genuinely speaking, when you talk about, like, some of the things, like, you tell me these things, and it's like, but then if it was me telling you my issues, you'd be like, don't worry, girl, you got this. Like, this is easy for you. Like, should be hype. It's like something, like, but it's also the same with, like, with me. Like, one, it's a gift that I think Atinuke has, like, properly. She's like a hype. She can make you feel better when you are down. And she can make you feel loved. And she's that one friend. This is me cussing my other friends. She's that one friend that will reply to you in the group chat when everyone else is ignoring.
Are you serious? Okay, speaking of that, like, you know, people are in groups, large groups, and there's always someone that is not really contributing. I'm always that friend that goes to make sure
that's okay.
I am looking at you like I got you, girl.
Yeah, exactly. That's Atunike. Like, even in the group chat, like, she engages. Like, that's I think that's one of her gifts. She likes making people feel loved, making them feel welcome.
Anywho, thank you. Oh my gosh, she's so going to my head. Tunike's gift to the world is she is the sensible friend. When you're about to make a goddamn bad decision, she's going to talk you. Even if you do it, she has talked you out of it. Like, she's the friend that organizes the party. If it is to be a roast, like a party, like a Thanksgiving dinner,
that's true. I'm that person.
If it's going to be a party, she can just organize everything. She makes sure everything is done properly. Like, if there's a group work, and Chika is in that group. Oh, they're going to pass so
by the grace. Yes, that's actually very.
And it's so amazing how organized. And she's so detailed. Like, Chika doesn't miss things. Like, she's so. I'm so serious. Like, in our class back in school, if anyone wanted anything, like information or like just general anything, Chika is like the go-to girl. Because she's a fun girl. She also takes her life seriously, which is very good. Because some of you need that trace. And that's why, like, she doesn't find herself the kind of mess that I find myself in. Let me just put it like because she's not stupid. She doesn't make stupid decisions.
I don't think you're stupid either.
But I can't be. No, so when I'm stupid, I know that I'm being stupid, and I do it anyway. Like, I just. But Chika is just,
I try to be the sensible very friend because
and you know what, there was a party that you threw for one of your, I don't know if he's still your friend.
He's not my friend anymore, but
okay, so for one guy who is not even our friend anymore, can you imagine? That party was so good, and it was so unfortunate because I just feel like sometimes it goes unnoticed how much effort you put into it, and people just take it for granted, like, oh, like, everything would have been amazing if you were not there. But I was like, no, it was a good time, and it was all because of you.
We tried.
Yeah. I just know that I see you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Podcast. Oh my gosh, Chika, let me tell you, Chika's brains behind our podcast. Oh my gosh, like, Chika is just so on it, and I'm just like, yeah, because without Chika, let me just say, this podcast would be nowhere. So yeah,
Chika is try, guys, and I'm so happy. I feel very seen. So thank you.
Yeah, I see, and I appreciate. Do you know something that I feel like I want to have?
I feel like I keep telling this. I've told people this. this all the time. I was not always this organized. I was not always this put together. I just saw my life and I was like, I don't like what.
Because you're so good at it. Like, and you're so consistent at it too. Like, it's hard to believe.
No, like, exactly. Because
that's how you came to PAU. Like
yeah, exactly. That. But before PAU, I was not like that. Ooh. The reason because back in, I don't know, I've shared this on podcast, like I used to and I still do, but I use my phone. I set the reminders on my phone. I write down my to-do list and things I have to complete during the day because I'm quite forgetful. Mm. People ask me and think it's so like, what are you doing? But my brain, by the grace, I hope I can improve, but I'm quite forgetful with those sort of things.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think that people can do it too. Don't see it as something like, oh my gosh, I think you can too, Atinoka. You just start from somewhere. I keep a calendar and the reminders to remind myself so that I don't forget things. Mm. I think we can also, anyone literally can start. I think it's something.
But I used to, but just the consistency is just the problem. Like, I try, and I'm like, I'm tired.
Okay, let's see. What's the most ridiculous thing you think I should do and why?
Okay. Most ridiculous thing I think you should do. Oof.
Okay, my ridiculous thing. You remember? Okay. This might not. It might or might not. It depends on how you feel. So you remember that guy that you mentioned that you keep meeting up with?
Yeah.
I think. See where it goes. You know. You know. Okay.
I know why you're saying this. Just say that. I've taken it so far.
It's quite ridiculous.
Does he want me? That's the real question.
But the thing is, I know
you. Don't be putting blasting myself. Okay, so let me just explain it to you guys. There's somebody I keep running into everywhere. Not everywhere I go, but like someone that I thought I might never see again. I've only seen like 3 times to see it. And honestly.
And I'm just like, normally when you say that he doesn't give put efforts, I'm just like, oh, did it. But at the same time, it's like, I know Atunike, she's not doing it because, oh, she she just wants to have fun. And
okay, we are saying it now. People would
No, please.
I might be. You never know.
It's ridiculous. It's weird. Like, if it's something you're interested in and you don't mind seeing where it goes,
it's a little ridiculous. I hear you. I would attempt. I promise you, I would attempt.
that's basically, I think, the ridiculous thing. Like, I think.
Yeah. I should do that. For you, I think. So, you know how you always tell me about, not to be about boys, but whatever. You know how you always tell me, like, well, so a guy did this, a guy did this. Give me peace of your mind. I think for once, because Chika, the guys, right? Not me casting you.
That is cold.
She's such a nice girl. Like, I don't get why she's so nice. Because you need to be wicked to men.
I've learned.
I don't mean that like that. But some people just deserve what they get coming. I don't even get what I mean.
No, I understand.
A lot of things, I feel like, just because you don't know what I mean. No, you need to start. I think what you just did is bollocks. Like, I think it's that's it. Because me, I feel like the day I started doing that, my life changed. Like, me personally, so there was this one guy that I thought like into introverts at the time. And I knew that he wasn't like big on texting. Or more, the way I cleared him one day, I was like, you don't text me. Like, there's already been a big and like actually clearing somebody because you are saying, oh, you want me, this and that, but you're not even.
Problem. That's the annoying thing about.
You understand? You have to clear them. Yeah, like, but you don't even. You don't take your call. So what do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Then sometimes they actually change, right? And they're like, okay.
And even if they don't change, that means it's good for my part. So I know that.
Because immediately you know you're supposed to walk away from me.
Exactly. I agree. You're absolutely right.
I always clear them.
I will take notes.
Don't take rubbish from me. I'm saying that you do take rubbish. It's just clearing them. I know sometimes it's easy to just walk away, but sometimes you need to say something before you walk away, so it's be sweet. Like,
you're actually right.
You say something, because you can't just come and make a fool of yourself. You think I will not say anything and I'm making a fool of myself? No, I will make a fool of you as well. I'll walk away, you know.
Oh, this is a sweet one. What's one thing you really want me to experience? I want you and all my friends to experience proper enjoyment. When you say someone is taking care of you.
Yeah, true.
That's what I want for you and all my girlies. Like I say, I'm telling you, this person is as much as they're showing you love, they're also, you know,
like traveling around the world.
Doing things with you that you love.
Traveling around the world. I would like for all of us to travel around the world.
Exactly. Like, that's one thing I want you to experience. Like, someone to really treat you right.
Yes,
absolutely. Treat, like, and I mean, not just, you know, with his heart, with his wallet as well. But you'll be up as well. But I would want you to experience that, because
make his pockets hurt.
literally that's one thing anyway. If you could describe my personality using a texture, what would you choose and why? A texture.
Oh, a texture. I would say,
you know when you have like silk sheets?
I was going to say silk as well.
Like,
I was going to say silk.
Like, my friendship with that snake is like, you know when you have silk sheets, like you just come back from work. No,
you freshly shaved,
washed. Exactly.
Lay on the silk sheets. Yeah.
That's literally it. The fact that we were thinking the exact same thing, mad. So yeah, that's how I would say like describes like your personality as well. What's a job I may never have, but you feel I'd be perfect for? Huh, that's very interesting. That you've never done, but I think you'd be perfect.
I think you'd be a perfect. I this is a crazy one, but air hostess. I think you'd be
air hostess.
Like, you would look really cute in the
uniform. I really want.
Yeah, the uniform would look really good in the uniform and the makeup and the hair, and then you just be like, oh, would you like? Oh, please take your seats, and then you'll be doing the. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll be so good at it. I was going to say
for you, like anything revolving like beauty, like makeup artist, hair stylist, because I just feel like you know exactly how to make like your client like, you know, feel special. Mm-hmm. You talk with them, you know, try to make them feel comfortable, and because
I'll be that gossip hairstylist though.
Yes, exactly.
Good. I really would have like, bro, tell me more.
Exactly. And like you'd be like no girls, like you look, you'd be hyping them up. You'd be hyping them up as you're doing the thing. But that's really crazy. Okay, I see that. If my mind had a waiting room, what music would be playing?
Your mind.
Yeah. I feel like
elevator music.
Yeah, like what music would be playing in my mind? What music would be playing in your mind? In Atiduke's mind, it depends on the mood that she's in.
I know. It really depends. It does. That French trap. What's his name? Please remind me.
Oh man, do you know what's funny? I don't even listen to
anymore. Okay, so if I
no, but you're right. I would say that it's just because you don't know most of my music taste. But I would say exactly. Like I was going to say, like with you, I said it depends on the mood, because depending on the mood, depend on what.
Well. Okay, so let me do that. So depending on the mood, if she's calm, like classical music.
Yeah, you're right.
Classical music. And then if you're like the French rap.
yeah, you're right. It depends on the mood. And for Atinuke, it just depends on what song. Like, we were listening to Destiny's Child, like, when we were together.
Yeah.
She's in her lover vibe. She'll play Cater to You.
Oh,
she's in her...
Cater to You.
If she... wait, I'm trying to think of that song. If she's in her like girl, like bye, like leave that guy alone.
Leave her rest in his attribute. And you know what's funny? I think my friends always know when I'm like when I'm like in quote loved up, because I was just constantly smiling.
She was that day, like she was the way she was singing catered to me. I was just like, ah, this is
anything for my man. Susie girls down by 1,000.
Down!
We move, baby, throw me away.
So, yeah, I would say, like, it depends on the mood, but mostly, like, Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
So,
like, that would definitely be playing.
Yeah.
When do we have the most fun together and how can we make more time for it?
Oh my gosh. When we used to do like our class hangout thing, then we just have so much fun.
When we used to get drunk together,
in case mommy is listening, no, we used to get drunk together. What?
We never got drunk together.
No, I'm joking. When we used to
so in our class, we used to like, you know, we have parties. We even had hangout sessions.
We had a name for the parties.
Oh, should we say it?
LGL, let's get loose.
LGL, let's go. We literally let's get loose because that's what happened. And if you listen to the last week's episode when Atunike was saying how I am when I'm drunk, that is what happened.
Yes, yes. So it's mostly from let's get loose that information is from.
Like, and it's the most fun. I can't imagine being drunk around any other people than my friends. Like, being drunk around Atunike, Irene, Esther.
It's crazy. Because, can you just say that? I think all of us in our individual way, we've done some very crazy things.
Esther! That's what I was thinking.
Even myself, but me, I try to be the most.
No, I think you're the most calm.
I'm the most calm because I'm.
You see, because I. You see, Esther and Irene, those two girls.
Including yourself, stop and yourself, because me, I can't be watching what they're doing. I'd be like,
gosh. I can't even lie. Me too. The way I be cussing men when I'm drunk.
Gosh, guys.
I know it's so. I would say that's one of the most fun times.
Funny, I feel like I'm the drunkest because I end up throwing up the most. Because I always throw up.
Because that time when you threw up, you ate immediately before you started drinking.
No, but it's not just then. Like even times that I'm because I would. So I think things that I'll get too drunk I'll be too drunk to do anything. I'll just be like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I think with me, yeah.
I like sleep on the grass. There was one time I actually slept on the grass.
Really? Now, LDL, you're so cool. God. Man. How we can have it more often, I don't know. We're all at different parts in our life.
That's something I would never do again, though. Like, I would never drink to the point that I would throw up ever again. Yeah. That was for uni. Everybody uni. Uni stays in uni.
Please. I think people at your big age, everyone, not specifically yet, but I feel like people should know their limit. Personally, me, I'm not when I'm drunk, yes, I'm drunk, but I'm still like, my brain is still working. Like, I know my limits. So
coherent.
Yeah, I'm still very coherent. Like, I've never done anything like I regret. Maybe the crying, but. It's always just because some human being
is the result of the drinking.
It's just the result of the drinking, but I've never like just you know smart with your liquor. So yeah, that's when we had fun. How we can do it more often, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see in the future by the grace of God. I recommend doing this with your friends, guys. This has been very beautiful.
So fun. This was so fun.
This was like literally so nice. I hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes. We started in the beginning. We said we wanted to do 10 episodes.
Yeah, so we're trying to follow through.
We still have 7, so we're doing like the 8, we're doing 9, and then we're gonna do 10. We don't know what we're going to do for 10 because it's the season finale. So we come back next year by the grace of God with another bang, you know, So we'll figure that out. But, you know, Atunike, anything else to say?
No.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Well. This was fun for both of us as well. We had a great time, like we always do. It's never really bad vibes. We enjoy each other's company. And I just want to end that this thing that people say that girls are fake with their friends. It's not true. Just because you, some people are, I don't think, it's not everybody. Like, guys always be like, oh, girls are so fake. You be telling your friend. No, that's not true.
One guy is even dead because I think they're trying, is the patriarchy trying to be fake? I very much think so.
Because I'm tired of that argument. Girls love each other, especially if, like, we feel love. And most of the time, we feel most of the love of our love from our girlfriends.
From girlfriends. So. No one can compare to my girl.
Yeah, my girl.
Period.
Yeah. Anyways, guys. Yeah. Thanks for listening once again.
Thank you. It's been amazing. Bye, guys.